Unemployment rates seem to move like gasoline prices. They go up quickly and come down very, very slowly. The unemployment rates in both states dropped slightly in February, 6.7% for California and 5.6% for Oregon. That's the lowest rate Oregon has seen for quite a while and leaves it just a hair above the national rate. There's usually a big gap between the U.S. and Oregon rates, with the Oregon rate above the national rate. So what's behind the numbers? We'll put that question to Inora Usenbeck, who's a workforce analyst at the Oregon Employment Department based in Medford. Inora, thanks for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
Good morning.
So what is the overall picture? Was there any particular surprise? And we're talking about numbers for February here, but was there any particular surprise to the drop?
That's right. No particular surprise. We have seen the positive trend for some months right now for the state of Oregon. It's just the unemployment rate dropped below 6%. That was a very pleasant surprise. As you said, normally or oftentimes our unemployment rate is a bit higher than in the nation. And but I also want to comment a little bit on the other side of the economic equation, because we usually look at both economic indicators, the unemployment rate, but also the job numbers. These two point to a very strong growth in Oregon right now. So meaning not only how many people are out of work right now looking for work, but also how many jobs have been created.
It seems like, Inora, some of the churn in the numbers over the past year or two anyway has been because we were told a couple of times by economists, I think with your department, that more people were actually re-entering the labor force. They've been sitting it out for a while. And so that's actually been one of the things that's kept the unemployment rate from dropping even more briskly than it has.
That's right. And that's why only one economic indicator is kind of never enough to gauge the state of economic health, because the unemployment rate is produced by a national survey. It's a federal-state collaborative project. But the sample is pretty small when you go to small states like Oregon and even Oregon communities. And therefore, and the definition of the unemployment rate, how it is produced, is very narrow. It's only looking for those people who have been actively looking for work in the past 4 weeks. And therefore, as you said, those people who are temporarily out of the labor force, when they answer that phone and say, no, I'm not looking for work because I'm doing something else, they're not counted in the unemployment rate. And as you know, in that long, protracted recession, a lot of people were discouraged. They didn't even try to look for work because they knew that the conditions were very difficult. And that made the unemployment rate maybe not as high as it could have been. And when those people are coming back to the labor force, that will impact the unemployment rate too. That's why we also look at the number of jobs created. And that side is also very positive in Oregon.
So tell us a bit about that, about the number of jobs created. Has it been a real upward trend for quite a while now?
Yes. And, in fact, Oregon has already reached the pre-recessionary levels of employment, got all these jobs back and more. Now, for Southern Oregon, it's a little bit different. We're still working toward that goal of getting those lost jobs back. But in Oregon, and particularly in the Portland area, the economy has been booming in that sense that employers have finally been hiring. That's in all industries, or in most industries, from private sector to government. So both sides of the economic spectrum have been hiring, and in fact, it has been quite a boom in Portland, with some employers even complaining how hard it is to find the right workers. So these are all signs of the economy getting very healthy.
We have devoted a couple of segments to discussion about that, about the difficulty in finding qualified workers, and is it a numbers thing? Is it a picky thing? Do we have a good sense of what's causing that?
And it is actually a real phenomenon because in addition to compiling unemployment rates and doing estimates of how many jobs have been created, we at the Employment Department Research Division, we do special surveys of employers on different topics. For instance, we have done recently a survey on vacancies. These are not yet jobs created. These are the jobs that employers are posting, so they're looking for work. Gives us a little bit of leading indicator kind of sense, what they're up to, what kind of jobs they are posting. And in that survey, we also had a question how hard it was for the employers to find the right people. And so in the most recent survey, more than half of them, or more than half of the jobs posted in Oregon as, you know, when employers are looking for work, were categorized as hard to fill for various reasons. So can you imagine more than half of the jobs, they're having difficulty finding just the right people. Not enough people are applying in some cases, or not the right people are applying in some cases. So that is an indication of that there is a little bit of a gap between skills that the current workforce may have and then the skills that are required by these jobs.
So training and experience for the particular jobs that are open are not quite...
Exactly. You know. That's always a difficult kind of issue because there's always a lag a little bit. And we noticed even during the difficult recessionary times, there would be some employers still complaining about, well, I have hundreds of applicants, but very few of them have the right experiences and education or the combination of both. So there's always that gap. But then it's always an indication for training providers, workforce agencies, that we may look at that gap and try to develop programs to help job seekers to become more competitive and to match the employer needs.
Enora Usenbeck is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. She's a workforce analyst with the Oregon Employment Department. We're talking about employment numbers and job numbers in the state of Oregon. Oregon's unemployment rate totaled down to 5.6%, a bit higher in southern Oregon where she is based. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with your questions or comments. 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. 800-838-3760, or send emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So you mentioned reaching pre-recession levels of jobs, which essentially restored all the jobs lost. Does that factor in increased population, though?
No, because population is the side of the workforce, and the jobs, that's what the industries are creating. So it's just a sign of that employers finally feel confident and they have had business and revenue success, and they now hire people.
Whoops. We were talking about jobs back to pre-recession levels, and so the number of jobs. The question I was aiming for was whether that's the number of jobs that we need, or whether there still needs to be a certain increase in the number of jobs, given the fact that there might be a larger workforce.
That's right. We always need more jobs, especially outside of the Portland area, because what I mentioned about reaching the pre-recessionary level, that was more about the Portland economy and the state on average. There are several communities, including Southern Oregon, that are still struggling to get those jobs back. And our population has increased, so there is more demand for those jobs here locally. So if our numbers would go up, if we would sooner reach those pre-recessionary levels, it would be much healthier for the rest of Oregon in our economies here outside of Portland.
So something you mentioned earlier, we were talking about the fact that the information comes in through surveys, and it's a federal-state partnership. And you mentioned in passing somebody picks up the phone and says, yes, they are, or no, they're not looking for work. I'm curious to know how difficult it is to get the information for the surveys as the years go by, because people don't tend to have landline phones anymore, that sort of thing.
Right. And the federal survey is still conducted by phone, but also partially in by visits in person, and they're working on developing the survey to include those modern trends. Now, we also do surveys of employers about the jobs, and that one is done through businesses in using several means of communication. So we have a better picture of the employer side than the workforce side, you're right.
Is February generally a pretty good month for employment? I understand it's one of the more robust months of the year.
Oh, it depends where you are in Oregon. In Southern Oregon, it's still pretty slow time because we have a stronger seasonal pattern here. And in Portland, kind of, there is not much seasonality there. But in general, overall, in Oregon, the employment is much stronger in summer months.
Okay. What's the story then with Southern Oregon? I mean, we continue to hear about the unemployment, particularly in places like Josephine County, running still in the double digits, which I don't know to be the case at the moment. Let me see if I can find it.
We are down below 9% in Josephine County and 7th 7% for Jackson County, which is really good for our two counties, considering several years after the recession, the state of affairs.
Okay, but still running a bit higher than the state average. And what are some of the dynamics in that situation in Southern Oregon?
If we look long term, we are normally higher than the state of Oregon in terms of unemployment rate. And there are several reasons. You know, sometimes in those economic situations, it's more than one factor that plays a role. And we know that both Jackson and Josephine counties are very popular areas for people to move to. People want to live here. People don't move to this area because there are plenty of jobs, like maybe in Texas. But then, so there are more people that might be competing for fewer number of jobs because this is a small labor market. Think about half of all jobs are located up in the Portland metro area. So there is more of that. And then there is a little bit less flexibility, especially after the last recession when people were tied down by the housing conditions to their houses. They couldn't move around freely, so they couldn't leave the place here and then go to other places in the states and other states where there were jobs. And so that normally makes the unemployment rate higher in such areas where people don't move around easily or they just want to live there no matter what.
So it's a lifestyle thing in some cases. They're living there and not particularly willing to move.
Yes, it's a lifestyle, especially in Southern Oregon. It's a very attractive area, as you know. But then it forces us to be more competitive here in Southern Oregon. We know that, especially for higher-wage jobs, we have to compete and bring the best to the labor market. Because we know, based on our data, which is pretty high-quality data, that Southern Oregon labor market has lower wages than in the state of Oregon on average, and particularly in the Portland area.
Inor Usenbeck, are there trend lines here that would indicate where things might go the rest of the year? Are there things we can pick up from the February report or maybe the 6 or 12 months before that that might indicate where things are going? Will there be continued improvements in the unemployment rate, or do we see some fluctuation potentially coming?
The short answer is yes. We do have a very positive outlook. Now, based on all the national leading indicators, all are pointing to a much healthier year overall in the United States. And we are, of course, part of the national economy, and we will also enjoy that trend. We at the Employment Department do projections a little bit longer term, 10 years out. So our current projections between 2012-2022 have a slightly lower growth rate projected for Jackson Josephine counties, but it's still a decent growth rate in terms of job creation. And we think that it's a bit lower than in the state on average is because the local market is still working through some housing problems. You may have heard that the Medford area was one of the most overinflated housing markets in the nation, mm-hmm. and so the recession hit the Medford area very hard in the housing area. So, and the housing area impacts employment in construction and other related industries, so we're still working through those negative effects. But overall, because it is an attractive area, people are moving in here, and businesses like to move to Southern Oregon too. We feel that it's a dynamic area and has a very good potential for growth.
So, Anora, the final question would be about baby boomers and whether their retirements are having much of an effect on the numbers you're showing for employment.
Well, when people are retired, they're no longer in the labor force, so they wouldn't be counted in.
But that's what I mean. Are they reducing the size of the people looking for work? And
that's
therefore,
right. Mm-hmm. The labor force actually has declined in Oregon and in Southern Oregon in general. And it's a little bit of concern if it continues long term. But then we already know that for a while, especially in Josephine County, we have had a higher percentage of people 65 years and older. And it's about 1 out of 5 in Josephine County, and it's 19% in Jackson County. So our population here is a little bit older than in the state on average. But we also know, especially baby boomers, that they're not all retiring completely. So some of them want to stay in the labor force, in the market, maybe for part-time jobs, maybe self-employment careers. So this generation of baby boomers is a bit different, and they may be very well involved in the labor market for a while,
okay.
which is
Anora,
good for the economy.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Anora Usenbeck is a workforce analyst at the Oregon Employment Department based in Medford. Again, thank you for joining us in the exchange today.
Thank you. Have a good day.